Hello, my name is Crochet. Returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
I'm sorry, I can barely hear you.
My name is Crochet. Returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Yes, I have a charge that's recurring on my credit card, but from this from Impressive Online, I don't know what it is, and it's happening like every month. What is this charge for?
Okay, can I have your first and last name?
Laura Vargas.
Amor Vargas.
This is the last name, Vargas.
Okay. Can I have your address for security purposes?
1443 40 Mile Road, Wheatland, California.
Okay, I have your account. I'm just waiting for it to load up.
Okay.
Okay, so what was the charge you was calling in for?
I'm receiving a charge. I'm going back on my statements to look how far back this has gone. And it looks like the first charge was August the 9th for $5.74. Then on August the 15th, I was charged $56.95. And then again in October, $67.32, and November, $67.32. I haven't looked at September, but I'm assuming it's probably going to be. No, it doesn't look like it was charged in September. Oh, September the 16th. Yes, it was. So then September the 16th, another $56.95. And I'm not sure what that's for.
It looks like they charged you for a kitchen set.
For what?
Kitchen set, did you enter a drawing for a kitchen set?
No.
So you don't remember the 574 price?
No. What kind of a kitchen set? Because I've never received anything either. Whatever it is I'm
Because
paying for,
it's
I've
a
never received anything.
you didn't receive it because it's a drawing, a contest.
No, I didn't do a contest.
Okay, ma'am, but what I can do is cancel the account so it won't charge you again, but all prices are valid.
You mean this 200 or some dollars that I've paid that I didn't approve of is going to continue to be? I can't. Why is this money being charged in the first place?
Well, ma'am, it's not going to keep charge you because I can cancel the account so it won't keep charging you.
Right, but I'm talking about the it's over $200 that I've already been charged. You know, I haven't been looking at that account because it's an account I never use. And all of a sudden, I'm getting a call to find out why it's a credit card that's never even used. I don't even know how it possibly could have been used.
Okay, but I can cancel the account, ma'am. All charges are valid.
The charges are not valid.
Yes, ma'am.
I.
You're supposed to call within 48 hours of entering to win a contest for the kitchen set to cancel your card off the account. So you didn't, so they rebilled you for the actual product.
That doesn't make any sense. Well, please cancel the account, and then I'd like to speak to a supervisor or somebody, or how can I contest these charges?
Ma'am, we can take care of the charges. We can just cancel the account. We can't refund. Our prices are valid.
Okay, cancel the account first. If you could take care of that for me, please. And I need to talk to somebody else. I need to talk to a supervisor or somebody. Because this is
Well,
ridiculous.
ma'am,
I
I
didn't.
should, but I can get you taken care of. I can only cancel the account. Our prices are valid.
They're not valid. I didn't approve them. How can they be valid if I didn't approve them?
And because you didn't call within 48 hours to cancel your card.
I didn't even sign up for it, so how would I call somebody that I don't even know who to call? The reason I have this number is because it appeared on my credit card.
Mm-hmm, I understand.
So I don't understand how I could have called somebody that I didn't know I needed to call. Is the account canceled yet, or is it not canceled yet?
I'm getting you canceled now. Okay, are you ready for your cancellation number?
Yes.
C as in cat.
Mm-hmm.
As in cat.
I have that.
262-663-028.
Okay, C as in cat. 262-663-028.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my cancellation number?
Yes, ma'am. And now I'm going to get your information over, so hold on so I can get you to a supervisor.
Thank you.
Are you ready, ma'am?
I'm ready.
Okay.